which turns us to purifying organic compounds. Now remember, that nomenclature section there will typically be examined in a final exam, sort of in a block at the start of the organic section. The next bit becomes a part of a major question, which is this one that's going to involve spectroscopy. So the first part will be figuring out what the molecule is, and the little bit at the end will be purification. And the purification bit obviously relates to what you guys have done in the pracs as well. So if we have got two organic molecules, or can be inorganic molecules, where these guys are soluble in a particular solvent system, if we have a large amount of one of the compounds and a small amount of the other, then we can purify the one with the larger amount quite readily, simply by relying on the differences in solubility between a bulk component and the impurity component, the minor component. So we place the conditions such that, in this case, molecule A, which is the one that we want to precipitate in a pure sense, is saturated, which means that it will come out of solution. And when it comes out of solution, it's going to crystallize into a lattice. In the lattice, there'll be no spaces for the impurity, because a lattice is a perfect thing. So that's what it's relying on, and it achieves very high purity. So when you're actually making a new compound, normally what you do is you clean up the thing using chromatography, and the last step, if it's a solid material, will be crystallization. Now, you won't crystallize it often just once. You'll often do a couple of crystallizations to get it to 99.9% pure. So if you grow a crystal carefully, it'll be a big crystal. If you're in a bit of a hurry, you'll get a tiny little crystal. In the worst case, you'll get a powder if you've done it far too quickly. So the size of the crystal is a good indicator.